Are you surprised by the news this morning?
Well, it's come as a bit of a shock, to be honest, Joe, because obviously with the FAI basically in Poland, even from speaking to one of the press officers who's in Poznan at the minute, he was surprised by it. They weren't able to make comments or anything just now. So it's kind of come in under the radar. Obviously, the teams are back in action again on Friday night. So it was Monaghan have had problems. There was an issue about 6 weeks ago with money. They've struggled to find a title sponsor, and obviously the income that brings, the loss of that income has been a big damage to them. So it's a surprise. The timing of it's a surprise, but that they're in so much trouble really isn't.
And what does this mean for the league now?
Well, I've tried to speak to an FAI press officer to clarify, but from what I can gather, there'll be no relegation, automatic relegation for the team that finishes bottom, which I guess will mean that the team that does finish bottom now, as an 11th in the league at the minute, will go into a playoff then with second place in the first division. From what I can gather from the games that Monaghan did play, there'll be no null and void, so that means Cork City's impressive victory against them at Turner's Cross won't count for anything. The points will be taken away, and also the goals will be taken away. In the FA Cup, Monaghan obviously caused a shock and knocked the holders, Sligo Rovers, out. At the minute, it looks like they could come back in from what I've been told, but obviously wait for confirmation from that as well.
Obviously, in the league, there's been plenty of clubs with financial problems over the past 10 or 20 years even. How disappointing is the news that Monaghan are winding up today?
It's happened so often. Obviously, we've seen like Dublin City kind of set the precedent a few years ago and when they left the league, and kind of similar problems midway through, and it was the same situation. All the points other teams had won by beating them were taken off the rest of the teams in the league. So it's not the first time. Obviously down in Cork, we're fully aware of the financial problems that League of Ireland clubs have. Dundalk are in similar trouble at the minute as well. There's no money there. Players have been let go. Coaching staff have been let go. Problems are all over the league. I think Shamrock are perhaps the only team that are quite safe in the middle, along with Cork City. So I don't know where it's going to end.
Yeah, and I suppose just for the other clubs, an opportunity to pick up some players on a free transfer, that's a silver lining for some of the players maybe, that they'll be picked up pretty soon.
Obviously the transfer window reopens on 1st of July, so it'll give you up. The players won't be stuck without a club for the rest of the season. Hopefully, obviously some of them won't be snapped up by other clubs, but you reckon some of their better players will be. Obviously, it's still not an ideal thing for the players, regardless of whether they find the clubs or not, because the commotion surrounding this and it will obviously affect them mentally as well.
And do you think this news should signal some intent from the FAI to finally sit down and sort all of these problems out somehow?
Well, it's been going on for decades now, really, to be honest, and there's been no fix. People have tried to come in with fresh ideas, a new outlook on the league, obviously rebranding it, changing the names of it and everything like that, but the problems are just endless. First of all, there isn't enough support there from clubs. Obviously, we can see because Cork is such a big city that there is the support there, but in towns like Monaghan, where the population is a lot less, they struggle to bring in the crowds every Friday night. I think they had one game that was just over 100 people at it, which for a Premier Division, really, you could say is perhaps slightly embarrassing. As I mentioned, the sponsor thing as well previously, the lack of having actually been able to find the sponsor in the town just kind of proves how difficult it is for a club to survive.
And just finally, is the problem with a club like Monaghan that I suppose most of the players are based in Dublin, and like you said, at least in Cork, there's a number of Cork-based players playing with the club, but up in Monaghan, it's a lot of Dublin lads playing with them, and there isn't that local feel to the club, and maybe that's why they don't get the support.
Yeah, well, last season, I've been told that all Monaghan's training sessions are actually being taken place in Phoenix Park, and they were then travelling to Monaghan just purely to play games. So that gives you an idea. I think I'm not sure the figures this season, but last year there were two Monaghan players in the squad. The rest were from Dublin, and both of those Monaghan players are actually students going to college in Dublin. So that kind of gives you obviously a sense of the lack of identity perhaps within the town with the club.